The way you feel at any given time is based on the meaning you give things. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Tony Robbins talks with us about how to train your mind to be strong. Enjoy.
Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you can see it because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you're like Paul who said, you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's part of being unreasonable. Most people won't do that. One of the keys to self-motivation that empowers you is that you want to find a cause larger than yourself. Find something that you can contribute to. Find something that you can make a difference because you can. Part of what feeds your larger vision, part of what gives you a reason for being, part of what gives you your life is being able to give something back. Say, I can't afford to give anything. You can't afford not to give. Give your time. Give your talent. If it's nothing just to go over there and lick envelopes. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm going over there. It's part of my tithing in the universe. Once you develop that special sense of mission, and that's what you develop when you're part of a larger cause than yourself, it drives you. You don't need an alarm clock to get up in the morning. You have special power. You'll go places and folk will like to be around you. They will know there's something different about you. When you go in, they'll say, hey, that's somebody important. I want to know who you are. I just want to be near you. That energy that you have, that consciousness that you will embody, will affect everybody around you.
Can you find somebody who's horrible, and could you find something good in them if you look for it? Yes or no? Yeah, because you're the one that determines whether it's good or not anyway. But you don't have to agree to be able to appreciate it. Is there a difference? Yeah. You can appreciate somebody's view even if you don't agree with it. You can appreciate that for them that that's true. You can appreciate that they have a different reality than you have about something. Most of us think we all have to share the same perceived reality. I'm sure we share the same physical reality, but physical reality is not what most of us experience. We experience a perceived reality we've made up in our head. Isn't that true? What we're going to want to do is build a bridge between our reality and somebody else's so that we can connect and have a relationship. We don't have to make them live in our reality. We don't have to hold our reality as their absolute. We can create a bridge. And by having that bridge, we can exchange information between our two cities, our two communities of emotion, our two communities of understanding. We had created a connection. We're no longer separate. We're connected. And we can share. We can have our own identity and feeling. We can also connect and share. There's no limit. We can do it at any moment. All we have to do is choose to cross the bridge. That's all we got to do. Bridge the reality. And we're going to show you how to do that with people for the rest of your life. It'll change your life like few things you've ever learned in your life. It'll be so simple. It starts with this basic philosophical understanding. The way you feel is based on the meaning you give things. You are the one giving the meaning no matter what, even though it feels like somebody else. And the question is, are you doing an empowering meaning or a disempowering meaning? And if you say, yeah, but look, I got proof. I got proof that what I'm saying is true. Do you want to be in right or do you want to be in relationship? Do you want to be right or do you want to be in love? Now write that down. Ask yourself this as a question of the future. Next time you're in an argument, I want to ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be in love? Because that's really your choice. That's really it. See, I think I told you last time I was here, I had a time 2 years back where I had a unique partner who I really cared a lot about. He embezzled $250,000 and had me $758,000 in debt. I got a bit peeved by this. I got angrier than I ever remember because I felt so massively what? Hurt. And it's because I had a feeling of what? Loss. The money was part of it. The ability to not have to think about money was another part of it. An equally big part of it was I cared about this person. And it took advantage of me. I felt the loss of trust, loss of love, loss of connection. All that got stacked into this anger. Nobody would hear that. See, the truth of the matter is, do I have every right to be able to point and show that this guy is wrong? Sure. Will that make my life better? No. All I got to do is say, how can I use this and move on? Not make him right, not make him wrong. Just go, okay, I wonder what would make a person do that? You know, when I finally started asking, what would make a person do that? I created my entire Destiny Technologies. Probably is the most powerful set of distinctions I've made in my lifetime. Because I figured out how I could use it and what I could learn from it. Instead of, how come this happened to me? And I turned my finances around like 100-fold. My little company doing $4 million a year to $50 million a year. It's a fairly large jump. All because I chose to create a different meaning. Meaning is, this is a chance for me to go to the next level. Meaning is, this chance for me to learn and make something better than it's ever been before. Once you link that meaning, the world changes. Just remember, if you don't like the way you feel, change what things mean. Change your perception of what something means, or change your actions. That's what it takes. And you'll change the way you feel.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.